Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Ninar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Nat Gas Million Insider Secrets to Striking It Rich by Jay Batty, positions itself as a practical guide for readers intrigued by the profit potential of natural gas markets. Rather than treating energy as an abstract macro topic, the book frames natural gas as a tradable, cyclical commodity shaped by weather, storage levels, infrastructure, and policy. It aims to help readers understand how big price moves form, why natural gas can behave differently from oil and equities, and what separates disciplined speculation from gambling. The emphasis is on actionable market literacy, recognizing the drivers that move prices, interpreting common data releases, and building a repeatable approach to risk and position sizing. The promise implied by the title is not guaranteed riches, but a clearer roadmap for participating in a volatile market with structure and caution. For investors and traders who want to learn the language of natural gas and approach it with a plan, the book serves as an accessible starting point. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, why natural gas moves differently from other markets. A central theme for anyone approaching natural gas is that it is not just another ticker symbol. The market is shaped by physical constraints and near-term imbalances that can create sudden, amplified price swings. Natural gas demand is heavily seasonal, rising for heating in winter and for power generation in summer, while supply responds with delays due to drilling economics, pipeline capacity, and producer hedging. Unlike many financial assets, natural gas must be transported and stored, and both are limited. When storage looks tight ahead of winter, prices can surge quickly as buyers pay up for future availability. When storage is ample and production is strong, prices can fall sharply because excess gas has nowhere to go. The book's framing encourages readers to think in terms of regime shifts, periods where weather dominates, periods where production growth overwhelms demand, and periods where infrastructure bottlenecks change regional pricing. Understanding this distinctive structure is foundational because it explains why simple stock-style narratives often fail. Instead, successful participation starts with respecting the market's physical realities and its tendency toward violent mean reversion after extreme moves. Secondly, core data signals, weather, storage, and supply-demand balance. Natural gas traders often focus on a small set of recurring indicators, and the book highlights the value of learning these signals and how they interact. Weather is the most visible catalyst because it directly affects heating and cooling demand. Forecast shifts can move prices even before actual consumption changes, since the market prices expectations. Storage is the scoreboard. Inventory levels show whether the system is building a cushion or running a deficit, and weekly storage reports can become high-impact events when the balance is tight. Supply and demand analysis connects the dots between production, pipeline flows, power burn, industrial use, and exports such as LNG. The book's approach encourages readers to avoid treating any single metric as a magic key. Instead, it is the direction and magnitude of change that matters, plus how current readings compare to normal seasonal patterns. A practical takeaway is building a routine, monitor weather trends, track storage versus historical ranges, and watch production and export levels for structural shifts. By consistently following these core signals, a reader can form clearer scenarios and reduce emotional decision-making during headline-driven volatility. Thirdly, timing and cycles, trading around seasonal and sentiment extremes. A major opportunity in natural gas comes from the market's repeating seasonal rhythms and its tendency to overshoot on fear and euphoria. The book's implied insider perspective is less about secret information and more about recognizing patterns. Others ignore until it is too late. Seasonality matters because the market spends part of the year injecting gas into storage and part withdrawing it, and expectations about end-of-season storage often influence futures pricing months ahead. Traders also face sentiment extremes. After a run of cold weather forecasts, prices can become crowded to the upside, while mild conditions can create panic selling. The book encourages thinking probabilistically about these moments, using scenarios rather than certainty. It also suggests that timing is not just picking tops and bottoms, it is matching strategy to the current environment. In some regimes, quick reactions to forecasts matter most. In others, larger structural forces like rising LNG exports or production slowdowns shape multi-month trends. The reader benefit is learning to see the difference between short-term noise and a genuine shift in the supply-demand outlook, then aligning trade duration and expectations accordingly. Fourthly, risk management, turning volatility into a tool instead of a threat. Because natural gas can move sharply in short periods, risk control is not optional. The book's value proposition is strongest when it pushes readers toward rules that limit the damage from being wrong. Volatility can create large gains, but it also punishes oversized positions and undisciplined averaging down. A solid framework includes position sizing based on account risk, predefined exit points, and an understanding of how leverage works in futures and leveraged exchange-traded products. Another key idea is separating a market view from a trade structure. You can be correct about the fundamental direction, yet lose money if timing is off or the position is too large to withstand normal drawdowns. The book's practical angle suggests planning for adverse moves in advance, not improvising during stress. It also implies the importance of recognizing event risk, such as storage report surprises or sudden forecast changes. Readers are encouraged to keep a decision journal, review mistakes, and standardize processes. The payoff is staying in the game long enough to benefit from high-conviction setups, rather than getting forced out by one badly managed bet. Lastly, building a repeatable strategy and avoiding common traps. Many market participants lose money not because they lack intelligence, but because they lack a consistent method. The book encourages constructing a repeatable approach that combines a thesis, evidence, and execution rules. That means defining what signals trigger a trade, what invalidates it, and how profits are taken. Natural gas invites emotional trading due to its headline sensitivity, so common traps include chasing forecast-driven spikes, confusing short-term squeezes with trend changes, and ignoring the role of storage. Another trap is overconfidence in a single narrative such as production growth always wins or weather always dominates. The market shifts, and a strategy must adapt without becoming random. A practical framework is to separate analysis into layers: structural factors like exports and drilling trends, seasonal context like injection or withdrawal pace, and tactical catalysts like weekly reports. The reader also benefits from focusing on learning cycles rather than one big score. By emphasizing process, the book aims to help readers avoid impulsive decisions and instead act when multiple signals align. In a market that rewards discipline, a repeatable strategy becomes the closest thing to an edge. In conclusion, this book is best suited for curious retail investors, active traders, and energy-minded readers who want to understand how natural gas pricing really works and how people attempt to profit from its volatility. If you follow markets but feel that natural gas moves randomly, the book offers a structured way to think about the key drivers, the seasonal rhythms, and the recurring events that create tradable opportunities. The most practical life benefit is improved decision-making under uncertainty. Learning to build scenarios, follow a routine, and manage risk can translate to better habits and other financial choices as well. Compared to many general trading books, the niche focus is a strength because it concentrates on a specific commodity with distinctive behavior, data releases, and weather sensitivity. That specialization can save a reader time by narrowing attention to the indicators that matter most and by highlighting the pitfalls that frequently trap newcomers. It is worth buying if you want an accessible entry point into natural gas trading concepts without wading through overly academic energy texts, and if you value a process-driven approach over hype. The reader who applies its discipline will likely benefit more than the reader who only seeks shortcuts. If you would like to support Jay Batty, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.